It's a massacre, by all means. People are shot because they are innocent. They haven't done anything. They were just protesting. What is this? We are in 21st century. I mean, we are in a civilized country. We are civilized people. These people were only demonstrating. And at the end of the day, they were shot dead.
They came out on the streets with flowers in their hands in a peaceful, democratic manner. And all they said was that the way we are being treated is wrong. We refuse to live like second-class citizens in our own country. We refuse to live as second-class citizens in our own country, as people from the outside are brought in to fill jobs in the security services so that they can arrest us, they can torture us, they can arbitrarily detain us. The people of Bahrain came out on the streets starting on the 4th of February. And on the 14th of February, after consulting with people in various capital cities around the world, the king of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa bin Khalifa, he decided that he was going to teach the Bahraini people a lesson or two. And he started the brutal suppression and killing of the people of Bahrain. Down with the king!
Down with the king!
Down with the king!
Down with the king!
Al Saud, Al Saud, you are going down!
Al Saud, Al Saud, you are going down!
The name of this poem is Letter to Hamad, King of Bahrain. Tell me, sir, what does a human being do when he has nothing? And by nothing, I mean no reason to live, to survive, to see another sunrise. No reason to smile when he sees his child leaning towards the future. No reason not to die. Tell me, sir, how desperate does a man have to be to stand in his burial shroud, arms held high, chest exposed to the tanks lined up, not certain whether his heart will be muffled the next second, whether he'd return home to kiss his family, not sure how much a bullet hurts when it's aimed to kill, but so certain, so sure that this is the only choice, that it's win or die. Driven to this end, feet firmly on cement, looking death head on, you in your tank, your gun pointed to his beating human heart. Tell me, at your gunpoint? Tell me, what marble, what rock, precious stone, your heart made of that lets you sleep at night, allows your hand to be still when it points a gun at a human chest? Is it fear? Frightened by his helplessness? The flower he holds up, does that threaten you? Tell me, are you human when you pull the trigger and his body rattles with each bullet lodged, his eyes roll up and that rose falls to the concrete? Tell me, does the heart that beats in his chest beat in yours? Do you look away when the blood pools by his corpse? Do you flinch, miss a beat? Tell me, when you look at that puddle of blood, can you tell if it's Shia or Sunni, rich or poor, Bahraini or Saudi, Muslim or Christian? Tell me, is your blood as red as his? Do you hurt when you bleed? Do you hurt when you're broken? Tell me, does pain have a sex, a religion, an ideology? Tell me, Hamad, have you ever seen a father cry, and I mean weep, with no thought of dignity, but palpable sorrow that squeezes and wrenches his heart as he shakes and rattles, crushed, broken, as his tears spill on his face, on the face of his young son, before him, dead, with your bullet to his head? Tell me, have you ever wept like this? Tell me, can you hear the desperate cries from your palace walls? Tell me, does your sight fail you when these men and women with crying hearts march in thousands, shoulder to shoulder, for freedom, to taste dignity, and calling out for a leadership they can trust? They hold up roses, and you call it armed with dangerous weaponry. They march protesting injustice, and you call it terrorism. They tell the world how it is. You call it fabricated lies. Tell me, Hamad, when you pray to God, do you tell him you shot doctors today? Tell me, when you sit at the table breaking your bread, do you look your family in the eyes as outside the gun pierces with each life shot down? Do you know how heavy a number is when it's a life lost that is counted? Do you sit in silence and listen to the shrill of overwhelming human repression in the air? Tell me, are you harrowed? Does your skin prickle and hair rise? Tell me if you know the meaning of loyalty and how it fits with Saudis invited to kill your own people. Tell me, King Hamad, whose king are you? Whose orders do you take? Tell me which flag is truer and nobler. One that hangs in your office of lies, or the flaming red and white tenderly draped around the corpses of young human beings brave enough to speak, to demand, to march? Tell me, King Hamad, when you lie in the dark, are you haunted? Can you sleep? Tell me, when you look in the mirror, can you meet your own eyes? Tell me, can you hear the sound of your own death rushing towards you with each sunset? Tell me, are you shaken with fear by the revenge God will have on the behalf of his own people? Tell me, do you know the universe works in circles, and what you put out will return to you resoundingly, triumphantly? You've already lost, Hamad. A king is not a king without his subjects, and yours lie, bleeding to death. You're a puppet with strings attached to a hand that will crumple you as soon as you're done. Tell me, do you know the way the ground trembles beneath their feet as they march shoulder to shoulder, righteous and true? They've come out from under their rocks like ants forced out from water, and they're not going back. Despite their shackles, they hold on to each other, to God, mouthing slogans as they move forward, defiantly, full of hope. I ask you, King Hamad, are you human? Do you shed tears when you hurt? I beseech any part of you that may still feel and cry and beat with honesty and compassion, that longs and dreams, hopes and aspires, something that bonds us all, the silent connection that makes us human beings on this planet called Earth. I beseech you to sit in silence and hear the blood coursing through your veins, your heart thumping, to feel the frailty of life. Can you now see it also in the man who stands alive, arms open, chest wide, his eyes desperate and confident, ready to die, win or die? My advice to you, stop being the screaming, tantrum-ridden, spoiled infant who will not let go. Girl, with each life you crush, your hole slips away. When you push a string, it springs back. When you silence a voice, 10 cry out. When you tell a lie, 100 shook and fold. When you tell a lie, 1,000 target yours. Tell me, have you ever tried holding a wave by stepping on it? These people are a tsunami, and you can't stop a tsunami with tear gas and bullets. You can't stop a tsunami with 1,000 tanks firing into it. You cannot stop a tsunami. It will consume all. So run, King. Run fast, and don't look back.
In the name of God, the most beneficent, the most merciful. On this day, praise belongs to the Lord, the Master, the Creator, the Sustainer, the Helper of those who have no helper, the Supporter of those who have no shelter, and the One who has power over all. We're here today to say that silence and apathy in the face of oppression is shameful. There is a prophetic tradition which says, the one who commits the oppression, and the one who helps him, and the one who is pleased with it, all three are partners in that crime. The oppressor today is Hamad bin Isa al-Khalifa and his troops. And you just heard how they've oppressed and killed and tyrannized and imprisoned the people of Bahrain. Yes. It's the people of Bahrain, regardless of their sectarian and denominational affiliation. This is not a conflict between the Shia and the Sunni, no. This is a conflict between the oppressor and the oppressed, between the tyrant and the one who is being tyrannized, and between the people of Bahrain and the leader and the ruler of Bahrain. And the helpers of the oppressor are the Saudi government and the government of the United Arab Emirates. And today we've gathered here to say, shame on them. Is it not enough for the Saudi government and the Saudi rulers that they oppress their own people, that they have to go across the border and oppress some more people, if they even have a shred of dignity, if they even have a shred of humanity, if they even have a shred of conscience? They should pull back their troops from Bahrain. They should pull back their goons from Bahrain. And then there are people who are pleased with the oppression. I like to think of them as people who are silent in the face of oppression. And today you've shown us you are not silent in the face of oppression. But those who are silent, well, this is the time to speak up. If you are silent, this is the time for you to clarify your stance and tell us where you stand. And I ask the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lawrence Cannon, I ask him, what does it mean that you're willing to send 60 F-18 fighter jets over Libya? But when it comes to Bahrain, let me quote for you what he has to say. When it comes to Bahrain, he says, Canada urges the government of Bahrain. What does it mean to urge? When it comes to Bahrain, he says, Canada is concerned. I ask you, what does this political jargon mean, that we're concerned and we urge people? Let me translate this political jargon for you. It means we don't really care. Because if we cared, we would have pulled back our people from the consulate of Bahrain. We would have sponsored a resolution in the United Nations against the rulers of Bahrain. If we really cared, we would have reprimanded our friends in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. But today, you people have shown us that you really care. And I ask that you say as loud as you can, oh Lord, we ask you on this day to deliver the people of Bahrain from the tyranny of the ruler of Bahrain and the ruler of Saudi Arabia and the ruler of the United Arab Emirates. Oh,